This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. Stronger early reading skills predict higher intelligence later. A new study of identical twins has found early reading skills might positively affect later intellectual abilities. The study, published in the journal Child Development, was conducted by researchers at the University of Edinburgh and King's College London. Researchers looked at 1,890 identical twins and examined scores from tests of reading and intelligence taken when the twins were 7, 9, 10, 12, and 16 years of age. Using a statistical model, they tested whether differences in reading ability between each pair of twins were linked to later differences in intelligence. Because each pair of identical twins shared all their genes as well as home environment, any differences between them had to be because of experience that the twins didn't share, such as a particularly effective teacher or a group of friends that encouraged reading. Stress tied to change in children's gene expression related to emotion regulation and physical health. Children who have been abused or neglected early in life are at risk for developing both emotional and physical health problems. In a new study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin, researchers found that maltreatment affects the way genes are activated through a biochemical process called methylation. This technique reveals the ways that nurture changes nature, or rather how our social experiences change the underlying biology of our genes. The studies found there was no difference in the genes that the children were born with. Instead, the differences were seen in the extent of which the genes had been turned on or off. Previous studies have shown that children who have experienced physical abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect are more likely to develop mood, anxiety, and aggressive disorders, as well as to have problems regulating their emotions. More of your Superhuman News Update coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Female triathletes at risk for pelvic floor disorders and other complications. According to researchers at Loyola University Health System, 1 in 3 female triathletes suffers from pelvic floor disorder, such as urinary incontinence, bowel incontinence, and pelvic organ prolapse, while 1 in 4 had one component of the female athlete triad, a condition characterized by decreased energy, menstrual irregularities, abnormal bone density from excessive exercise, and inadequate nutrition. There has been a surge in popularity of high-impact sports such as triathlons, but little has been made known until now about the prevalence of pelvic health and certain other issues associated with endurance training and events. Researchers surveyed 311 women for this study with an age range of 35 to 44. These women were involved with triathlete groups, and most were training for a triathlon at the time of the survey. On average, survey participants ran 3.7 days a week, biked 2.9 days a week, and swam 2.4 days a week. Dogs exhibit jealous behavior. Dogs exhibit more jealous behaviors, like snapping or pushing their owner, when their owners displayed affectionate behaviors towards what appear to be another dog, according to a new study published this week in the open access journal PLOS-1. But some research suggests there may be a more basic form of jealousy, which evolved to protect social bonds from interlopers. To evaluate dogs' jealous behaviors, scientists modified a test used to assess jealousy in 6-month-old infants. The authors found that dogs exhibited significantly more jealous behaviors, such as snapping, getting between the owner and object, and pushing or touching the object or owner, when their owners displayed affectionate behavior towards what appeared to be another dog as compared to two non-social objects. This has been your Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Thursday, which means the first hour we'll be performing the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my good friend Ken O'Neill, and we'll be joined by Dr. Lane Sebring to discuss In Search of the Perfect Human Conditions. We want to expand the discussion a greater degree. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Josh Bryant to talk about his new book, Jailhouse Strong. It's going to be a very, very interesting discussion, but getting underway. How you doing, Ken O'Neill?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And, of course, let's bring Dr. Lane Sebring into the conversation. How you doing, Dr. Sebring?
I'm doing fine. Good to be here.
Why don't you do the honors of introducing Dr. Sebring, Ken?
I'll be happy to and admit that I'm very biased. I've known Dr. Sebring now for about 10 years. What's noteworthy about Dr. Sebring is, particularly with the paleo movement, he's kind of the best-kept secret of the paleo movement in this regard. I count him as America's pioneering paleo physician. How come? Back before paleo was even coined as a term, back in 1988, I think that was 6 years before Cordain published his book, Dr. Sebring met Lauren Cordain at the late Robert Crayon's Boulderfest programs, an annual conference on alternative and evolutionary medicine, and immediately began implementing what was being learned and formulated then about paleo in his clinical practice. So Dr. Sebring brings 16 years of clinical practice data and observation to the table, far more senior than anyone in the paleo movement. So with all due respect, I refer to him as the paleo diet's best-kept secret. Even here in Austin, Texas, home of Paleo FX, he's not a featured speaker, which he really should be, in all due respect to his work and accomplishments. He has the Sebring Clinic here in Wimberley, Texas, where we both live. The range of practice includes, but goes far beyond mere paleoism. And with that in mind, welcome to the program, Lane, and let's roll.
Thanks, friend. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Us up with what your 16 years of implementing paleo has led you to observe, and perhaps even contrast it with what I'm calling popular paleoism running rampant today.
Right. Well, you know, it's been an incredible journey for me. It's every year something, you know, a part of this onion skin comes off and more is revealed each time. And it keeps expanding in that I'm able to treat and more problems with dietary base and just an exercise which you have really brought to my attention many years ago, that activity increase and increasing muscle mass and ways of doing that has really brought the second level to my practice as far as being paleo-based or recognizing our original design and what our genes are expecting, what they're designed to do. And the fact that when we got off that track is when chronic diseases began. And it's been wonderful to see the patient response to this because it empowers them rather than the doctor to be the caretaker of their own health and to direct it. Once they understand it and we continue to grow more, they're much more empowered and they're teaching other people, so we're watching this whole movement grow. But as you mentioned, the popular paleo has been a little bit polluted, I think, from the original understanding that we had with the paleo diet. I was interested on Facebook the other day, one of the bloggers had asked a question, is free-range dairy paleo? And I was amazed that question was even asked. And so it's become free range rather as the
but you know why that is, Dr. Sebring? Because Dr. Cordain, Boyd Eaton, they've all been on my show over the years, and many of them espouse that dairy should not be included in the diet. And the primal influence is, well, dairy's okay. Those of us who have been selected for lactase persistence, we can thrive on dairy. So I have a feeling that's the slant, but I agree with you. It's like you shouldn't even have to ask that question, but there are so many fractions of paleo now.
Exactly. Well, you know, and what they're doing is looking at a small fraction of the problem with dairy, and a few people are capable of handling that problem. It's not a problem for them, so therefore dairy is good. But in fact, it's not. It's baby food. There's 100 reasons why you shouldn't be having dairy as part of your diet. Once on a great while, sure, that's fine. But yeah, this is, it's kind of like people write a book and include their favorite foods anyway. They find a way to justify that under the title of paleo. So I've been seeing this expand out more and more. And this happens. But my call to them is, you know, don't steal this gift. If you can understand paleo, and most people can, it's categorical. No grains, no beans, no potatoes, and no dairy. That's left with fruits, nuts, vegetables, and all the lean meat, chicken, fish, turkey you could handle, preferably from an animal that's eating its own natural food. And that's really all we need as far as the diet goes. And if people will stick to that, they'll see a difference. People, I've had a lot of patients over the years, and I've been doing this for many years now, as Ken said, that they will follow paleo, except they'll include whatever, you know, their favorite foods or something along that line, which are often allergic to, actually.
Well, hell, there's a paleo vodka.
Right.
I mean, I went out with some people when I was at the Ancestral Health Symposium last year, and they will remain anonymous because we all imbibed, but they jokingly said they were drinking a paleo vodka, and I don't remember if it was a potato vodka or something like that, but it wasn't from grain. And I'm thinking, you know, whatever you got to tell yourself. I mean, look, I'm the first one to admit that I drink wine because I like the buzz, but I know it's not good for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not going to try to wrap it in some sort of nonsense to justify why I drink wine. And quite frankly, I drink less and less as I get older and older, so.
Right.
Well, I think what we're looking at here is a distinction that is not made and which should be made. On the one hand, the popular paleoism has sacrificed the reign of science for commercial success. And I say that when I look at things like paleo dessert. I mean, count the paleo desserts out there.
Right.
What are we doing? You know, it's like Twinkies all over again, the junk food diet for kids. It's never really incorporated the evolutionary biology of exercise physiology.
But see what it does do? It capitalizes on one of our other ancestral gifts, and that's denial. You see? No, no, you have to remember that without denial, we never left the cave to get food, right? Oh, no, I won't be the one that gets killed. In fact, I would submit that while Dr. Daniel Lieberman is accurate in his estimations of what right. actually were the early stages of evolution, I would say possibly one of the most profound ones is the one that allows us to entrust religion for the outcome of our lives. It's denial. It's this ability to believe that somehow, yeah, you'll die from that, but probably not me because there's something special about me.
Right.
Right. And this is where I think Lane's input is so valuable because he's got 16 years of clinical evidence that doesn't let us beat around the bush or BS the topic.
Okay, I have to force a break here. I'm being told by GCN that if we can't get our breaks on time, that the show is not going to go out to these different radio stations. So
go for it.
Keep the thoughts where they are. Okay. Stay with us just for a moment longer. We'll come out of the break and we'll pick it up on the other side with Dr. Lane Sebring.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto, because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen, When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Well, I tried to find happy birthday because Dawn Blanken, who is the official fact checker for the show, just messaged me and said, isn't today Ken's birthday? And I'm like, yeah, I just wished him happy birthday. How could I forget that? Ken, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you, Lane.
Will you say how old you are? I posted on your Facebook wall that you are the original superhuman, just for the record. So
one of them, yeah. We're mutants.
Yeah.
We're on the verge of being X-Men.
Ah, that's funny.
Well,
all right, so good. Pick it up, Ken. Bring
us
back. Bring
us back.
The
chair of religious studies at Rice, and he's published extensively on this and its relation to what we're doing with epigenetics. So Jeff Kripal is going to be a mind blower. In any event, where I was going with this is that Lane's position can be mistaken for that of a paleo fundamentalist, that we've got to harken back to Cordain. And I don't think he's saying that. I think where the paleo movement is going without a good deal of self-regulation and a good deal of drilling down not only into the formative science but the continually emergent science is that it's not clinical-based. It's commerce-based. And nothing wrong with that, except there needs to be an interplay so that there's some wisdom in the field. So in that respect, I want to go back to Dr. Sebring and ask the question how clinical application has catalyzed not only an ongoing discovery of the applications of paleo, but a generalization of principles applicable to most people for optimal benefit.
Well, right. You know, what I was talking about before was the patients that I've had for many years that had been doing, you know, kind of their own version of paleo, sort of a popular paleo that they created for themselves. And then after 5, even 10 years, decide for whatever reason, because their health isn't going quite the direction they want to, tighten that up to eliminate some of the things that they were, quote, cheating on, and find a tremendous new level of health that they didn't realize was available. So following, I think, the general principles is always a good idea, and that's what I've seen in my practice. My first lecture that I had with Lauren Cordain, there was a chiropractor, I think there was about 18, 19 people in the room at a nutrition conference, and I just really got lucky that day. And he was lecturing on his paper that was soon to be published, Cereal Grains, Mankind's Double-Edged Sword. And this chiropractor right next to me raised his hand, and he said, so how much do you have to do this diet? And the perfect question, right? And everybody, I think a lot of us laughed because it was really what we wanted to know. And he said, if you do this diet 80, 85%, you've done yourself a real favor. It's the people with chronic diseases that need to be doing it 100%.
Right.
And that's kind of the line where I've stuck for the most part. Now, you know, in his first book, he was down on saturated fats, you know, and then later recognized that didn't make sense to me. I'm kind of a conceptual person, and so to me, we got saturated fats in a natural diet. Why would we not have adapted to that?
Right.
And of course, we had.
No. Go on. I was agreeing with you. You're right.
Yeah. I just think that in the clinical aspects of this, some people can get away with different things, and I encourage them to try and see how they do. But then I encourage them to go back to a little tighter version of that diet and see if they don't recognize an improvement. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You run a bit of a risk here, though, and here's the risk. We're born with what we call, you know, organ reserve. We only need 20% of the kidney capacity we start with to handle all of our daily needs. So as we age, we lose that total capacity of the kidney with time. but we don't have any loss in functionality with time because we only need that 20%. But in some instances, we are devouring that reserve capacity at a faster rate. Some of it may be dietary insult, okay? And so we don't recognize it's happening. We don't feel it. So we run a little bit of a risk. It's like rolling dice if we go outside of what we believe to be our ancestral heritage lifestyle. Now, we don't know exactly what that is, and that's still evolving as well, and we're trying to find that out. And all of us are doing an experiment, I hope. That would be the idea in paying attention. But you want to reach all of your organ reserves at the end so that your house of cards falls and you die in your sleep. And that's what hunter-gatherers tend to do, maintaining their functionality, reaching their cardiovascular and their neurologic and all that renal reserve, reaching the end at the same time.
Okay, so I want to change the discussion just slightly.
Okay.
Every day we learn more and more that it's not just diet. Research
right.
about activity, inactivity being a greater predictor of all-cause mortality. We have now studies on both young children, adolescents, and elderly adults showing that there is a quantitative value to strength as it relates to longevity. We know that the mental aspect of all of this plays a role in how well you age, which has been a lot of the topics that Ken and I have discussed on here, because we're trying to reintegrate this notion that your health can also be affected by what's in your head. We see this. I did a show yesterday looking at early life stresses and how it changes the shape and function of the amygdala. I think that we have to expand the discussion. I agree with you 100%. And by the way, Boyd Eaton was on the show, and all of the hardcore paleo people came out and said they were disappointed in his moderation. And I thought moderate is really where we need to be. So the point being this, we need to expand the discussion. We're so busy fighting over what paleo is. I think we all have a good grasp of at least what we could say is 80% overlap in what we believe paleo is, and we could probably do very well with that. The discussion has to be expanded now beyond just the diet. It has to be expanded to attitude. It has to be expanded to for some people, spirituality, not religion. It has to be expanded to activity and inactivity and so on.
Oh, I agree with that, because I don't use paleo in my vocabulary. I got so fed up with the simplicity of that movement that I've adopted evolutionary fitness, evolutionary medicine. That's a broader field, and one that highlights the importance of activity and the further reaches where anthropologists and some other people, anthropology of consciousness are coming in, are recognizing that early man had tremendous capacities, which if we address today, we would call voluntary control, we would call stress reduction, we would call a bunch of stuff. They weren't tackling those problems. They were hunting and gathering and existing in what I would regard as really superior states of mind.
Right. You know, I think I can help. Let me tell you.
Well, okay, I'm going to ask you to do this then. Since Ken has turned it over to you, I want to give you all the time. I want to go ahead and take our break early. And when we come back, I want you to go ahead and we're going to let you weigh in on this whole concept here, okay? In the meantime, those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Lane Sebring, you can go to his website, and that is Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G, clinic.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I think Michael Quantico, who is our webmaster who lives in the Philippines, is actually listening live right now, which means he should be going to bed because it's 12:30. A little bit after midnight there, so get your sleep, Michael. Anyway, Dr. Sebring, go ahead and pick it up with that response about expanding the discussion beyond just diet alone.
Well, I've had a lot of patients that follow the diets I recommend really tightly, and they've never really get the results that they could achieve if they throw in exercise, a meditation of some sort. Just becoming much more holistic in their approach, and then it takes them to the next level. The best example of that was a 59-year-old smoker. She had come to me after having a heart attack, and in the left ventricle had a big scar on it. She also had what's called a left bundle branch block, an electrical conduction problem of the heart, and atrial fibrillation, a regular heartbeat. Scared to death, she promised to quit smoking, which she did. She was very strict with the paleo diet, did that religiously. I put her on a weightlifting resistance type exercise program. She needed all of the hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, growth hormone, cortisol. So we balanced all those out. Most of them were in a transdermal cream. She did really well. And then I introduced her to a Qigong teacher. Mm-hmm. Ken pronounces it a little different because his education is better than mine.
Yeah, but, Qigong.
She did this heart-focused Qigong for 2 hours twice a day for 6 weeks, which is real dedication. And then she went back to the cardiologist, actually a friend of mine, who did an echo looking at her heart. He could find no evidence of the scar that she had developed from that heart attack. It was normal contracting muscle. The left bundle branch was also gone. He had never seen either one of those go away. The atrial fibrillation, the regular heartbeat, was also gone. He wasn't so impressed with that, but he asked her to come back in 3 months just for his own satisfaction. Now, about 2 weeks later, I was invited to Westlake Orthopedics where they did stem cell collection, and they were talking about some of the things that stem cells could do, and one of them, which was repair a heart attack. And so I think that whole approach that she did, the weightlifting, the diet, the mental focus of the Qigong, et cetera, the meditation that took place there, I've never seen anything work like that to accomplish this sort of results, where she was actually, probably the stem cells in her own heart woke up, did the job they were designed to do but don't do today for mm-hmm. whatever reason, mm-hmm. that the signaling is not there, the biorhythms aren't there, and replaced that scar with normal contracting muscle and repaired the conduction system of the heart. It takes that holistic approach, and there's so much more that we're still learning about that, and Ken is one of the people that's really pushing the envelope on that. So I try to visit with him whenever possible to learn what's next.
Well, I want to talk about this just for a second, because this is something that is being echoed through a lot of different areas today amongst a lot of really intuitive clinicians who are working closely with their patients. And I have a prediction. A lot of people look at people like us in this audience, in the superhuman nation, as elitists, because we don't want to eat GMO crops, and we want to exercise, and we want to go to sleep at 9 o'clock at night and all this sort of stuff. But I say there's a renaissance occurring. There's a renaissance, you know, after the plague wiped out millions of people, there was a renaissance. And that renaissance brought to light better health conditions for those who survived. Well, we don't have a plague anymore of sorts, but we have this slow creeping vine of a plague, which is diseases of modernity. And entire gene lines are going to be erased from gene pools 100 years from now because children are getting sicker. They won't have offspring. Boom, there's one that's erased. And what I predict that's happening is this. Those who understand the message, which is the foundation of this show, these types of things we're talking about, who become the stewards of their own health, they're going to instill that in their children, who will instill that in their children. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a renaissance of sorts that those of us who don't follow the Pied Piper, but learn to utilize critical thinking skills and apply them daily and make decisions that ultimately impact our trajectory into health, we are going to be the ones standing at the other end, and it's going to be a much more altruistic group of people 500 years from now.
We've had two renaissances in European history. We've had the Latin Renaissance of 1460. We've had the Northern Renaissance of 1614. And in both cases, those renaissances, those moments of rebirth, hinged on breaking the taboo against knowing yourself. Both hinged on gaining an inner knowledge that in turn became the buds, if you will, the buds of a next step forward in human evolution. I think the one we're in the early stages of right now is far more significant because our sciences are a part of it. They're giving in the further reaches where the quantum physicists and the cellular biologists and the spiritual people are saying, yes, what we're dealing with here is fundamentally energy, and energy is inseparable from some form of consciousness. So when Lane's patient is out doing diet, exercise, qigong, the qigong is more than just a mental discipline. It's understood, and one of our forthcoming guests, Dr. James Oshman, who's the big expert on this, will explain that what we're doing is quantum dynamics. We're doing what Dr. Bortz called a few weeks ago homeodynamism. We're sending messages. Our cells, cellular receptor sites, don't just receive molecule chemical messages. Those are vortices of energy, and those same receptor sites receive and process electromagnetic frequencies. And what the Qigong is doing is working with electromagnetic frequencies intrinsic to the organs of the body. So this renaissance is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I say to the audience with all sincerity, I am not being pompous here, but the dialogue that we have on this show 5 days a week for 2 hours a day, this is like university for the future. You know, information that we've talked about 5, 6, 7 years ago is now coming to light. Recently someone posted an article about how ginger can cure cancer. We started talking about gingerol and its chemoprotective and oncoprotective effects 9 years ago. So right. Stay tuned. This is important information. This is not esoteric mumbo jumbo. This is going to all fuse together with everything else. Physical culture, proper nutrition, taking advantage of science, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, taking advantage of what role hormone replacement therapy play and other therapies. We've talked about thymosin beta 4. There's a lot of great stuff out there. You just can't get caught up in the medical orthodoxy
area. Well, in 2 weeks, we're going to have Michael Murphy on, who for over 60 years has been the dean of the human potential movement in the United States. And in talking to Mike recently, he said that the one valuable thing that he has learned is that you've got to balance the wonders of emerging new science with a very robust, loud alarm crap detector. And so...
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with today, is that we have an orthodoxy in medicine that seems to feel like they need an iron grip on everything, and unfortunately that grip is quite successful. But there are movements like this show, and guys like Ken and to some degree myself, that have recognized that that is not appropriate. Science is not science anymore,
right.
It's advertising. And as soon as we recognize that that religion that we all grew up with as young scientists doesn't exist anymore, then it gives us license to start looking around and recognizing our life is not going on forever. We need to get a little practical here and go ahead and venture out and try some of these new things. Open your mind. You know, you keep an open mind, but don't let your brain fall out in this research. And that's what we, with the science background, that's great, but you have to move away from the orthodoxy that we're ingrained with as a child.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. In the meantime, please go to SebringClinic.com to learn about Dr. Lane Sebring. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. While you're at SebringClinic.com, check out the Paleo Pharmacy for the best deals in all things paleo. There's a link right there in the center of the page. We're talking with Dr. Lane Sebring right now. This is interesting. I just want to plug something. Brad Schoenfeld posted on his Facebook wall last week that he's always, it's always humorous how some people selectively cherry pick which science supports their point of view and ignore the stuff that doesn't. And I wrote, when people only embrace results that support their desired outcomes, it's no longer science. It's called religion. And they are no longer scientists. They're called zealots.
Exactly.
This is a real particular immense problem. 50 years ago, when I was an undergraduate, we learned about something called scientism. Scientism being the reductionistic materialism dominating science since the 1850s. The odd thing is that since the 1920s, quantum physics has pretty much replaced it. Yet there is a range of dogmatists that are severely attached to scientism and its applications. They form a virtually an inquisitional body led by people like Richard Dawkins, to the extent that Cambridge University scientist Rupert Sheldrake did a talk on the science delusion, British title, American title, Setting Science Free on TED, that the Board of Science Advisors from TED censored and withdrew. You can watch it on YouTube. It's brilliant. And what Sheldrake does there is not deny science, but shows how science ought to turn science on science to understand if it still conforms to science or has become a body of dogmatic presuppositions.
Right.
Worse still is the abuse of scientism in inquisitional bodies. And by inquisitional bodies, I mean just like the Inquisition run by a dogmatic church. They include boards of medical examiners with their notions of standardized, orthodox, singular practices. They include a number of psychological and physical science organizations that cling to the past. Where the real breakthroughs are coming these days are in cellular biology, which has come to the point of recognizing quantum dynamics rule how the cells and vast, complex constellations of organized cells that we call bodies, our bodies, really work.
Right. You know, the moving into the exercise realm, which, or, you know, that increased activity where we're using our muscles and developing that and producing all the molecules that result from exercise that oftentimes are considered by modern science to be negative for the body, inflammatory, etc., in the setting of exercise become very positive, have very positive effects on the body. So, the best thing you can do to prevent Alzheimer's, now they're saying, is exercise. And so here we need to really expand this out. You know, for a healing practitioner, I think moving out from the current medical orthodoxy is not only more than effective and patient empowering, I think it's morally required. And that's what we're missing here. We keep falling in line with what we've been told, and what's coming to us on a daily basis in the form of medical journals is not science anymore. It's advertising, and it's produced by the companies that it's the fox guarding the hen house. You have the pharmaceutical industry that is producing this research, touting their own products, which is a nonsense way that this is done, because any other field we would recognize the absurdity of that, but we seem to accept it here wholeheartedly.
Right. Right.
In the medical literature as doctors, and we need to move out. I think it's, as a healer, it's morally required for them to move away from that and open their mind. They're hiding behind that now, and I really am becoming a bit disgusted with that whole lack of eye-opening going on by the medical profession, my colleagues.
But do you think part of that is the indoctrination process at the school level? You know, I've said this 1,000 times. No one says, I want to become a doctor because I want to ignore people's real needs and make a bunch of money. They all do it because they have noble intentions to help people. But then the matriculation process, plus the burden, financial burden of the debt that they exit school with in most cases, forces them into a situation to make a choice. And the choice is be noble and starve, or pay your bills and fall into place.
One of the most enchanting books I've ever read.
Wait. Ken, just let Dr. Lane say.
I've chosen the former of those two, okay? And I think it was the right choice. But I thank you for your description, because that's exactly right. Doctors go into this for the right reason, and then you learn phrases like what to tell patients when they start to think for themselves, what medical school did you go to? And then you direct them back to the program and the paradigm and the decision tree that you were taught in medical school. So I think you're right. It's in some ways it's a matter of survival. I think I've got enough imagination that I was able to create a practice, a viable medical practice, out of moving away from that and incorporate. But I have a lot of different treatment modalities in my clinic. We do IV therapy, nutrition here, and we have a nutritionist on board, and we do a lot of things to handle a lot of problems, I think, in a superior way.
Do you have a person that works with people on their physiology, a personal trainer of sorts?
Ken has been in that capacity for some time.
Good. Because that's the missing, you know, I understand physicians' challenges for patient compliance. You can give a person a bottle of pills and say, just take one a day, and they can't even get that done in a rescue situation. So asking them to get off their butts, walking more often, and doing those types of things is like, forget about it. But I think that even though physicians feel that they won't be able to impact that person, they must offer that advice, knowing what we know now about inactivity and disease and mortality.
Absolutely, and it doesn't take all that much effort. You know, with moving away from the aerobics, which just beats people to death and gets little or no effect, positive effect, moving into more of a resistance type exercise is something that people can get an endorphin release with rather quickly. They can see results much more quickly, and it's the results that motivate people. Same with the dietary changes. And then the exercise, the weightlifting, et cetera, which is basically kind of what I push, because it's simple and people can do that. Almost everyone can. And you get results very quick. So they become inspired by the results and continue to stay on track. I also have a subset of the population that comes to see me. It's often they've been dissatisfied or have not been helped and by the typical medical establishment and have been to many doctors before. Someone has told them about me and they show up here and they're quite motivated. They're excited to be here. So I have a little bit of an advantage with my patients there.
And when he sends them to me, I don't just do the physiological part. I sneak medication in so that when they're going to their workout and doing their workout and concluded their workout, they're also doing noetic processing.
Good.
I just don't tell them that.
Right.
So we're covering all the bases.
Do you not tell them that because those who are religious may think that you're offering them something that's counter to their religion? I'm just curious.
Well, two counts there. Those that are religious in the Orthodox religious sense,
right,
and those that are religious in the scientism sense.
Ah, okay. Because they won't believe it works.
Both camps, they hate each other. They're seeing themselves in a mirror and don't like what they see, so they play blame, finger pointing. But they're both engaged in the same, if you will, pathology.
Yeah. We only have a couple minutes, Ken. Would you like to wrap it up, or would you like Dr. Lane to wrap it up with the statement?
I want Dr. Lane to wrap it up with his, what I would call integral practice. What he didn't tell you is that his paleo pharmacy also carries, usually with his recommendation, his own proprietary formulae for treating various maladies with nutraceuticals. Go for it, Lane.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, what we do is we find out where people are nutritionally deficient. If they have a particular disease process going on, that's usually a result, in many cases, at least nutritionally, as a deficiency. So we have some very targeted nutrition. Some people you really need to push the omega-3s, whether it's in the form of fish oil or cod liver oil or just free-range animal intake. We also have probiotics that I think are really good, the good bacteria for the gut. Then we like to rotate those around as well. I've got one now that I'm using, I'm very happy with, that a lot of people, especially my patients, have chronic problems and not being helped, have a deficiency with folic acid metabolism, and they don't make the intracellular form of folic acid very well. And as a result, they don't detoxify, they have fatigue, they have side effects from medications, insomnia, anxiety, just a whole list. And in some cases, increased risk for heart disease because of this folic acid metabolism deficiency that they've actually inherited. So we test for that, and then they can use usually a transdermal form, a cream that provides them with that intracellular form of folic acid. It's 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate, if you want a 50-cent word for it. But we use a transdermal cream for that, and we call it Missing Link just because of the fact that it's been so empowering for a lot of people. But people come here, and we find out what they need, the targeted nutrition, change their diet, and so hopefully the diet and the exercise and the meditation and all the lifestyle changes, getting their biorhythms going, a good night's rest is very key and seldom appreciated by most people. And so then a lot of times we can pull off these nutritional supplements. They don't need them anymore. In other cases, they've had so much damage over the years, they will benefit from the continued use of targeted nutrition. But we vetted these products through many years of patient use, and we know what works and what doesn't, including detoxification, liver detox regimens, et cetera. But it's been very nice to see the results, and I had a very willing patient populace, and I'm very upfront with them when I'm trying a new product. But so it's been nice to be able to build this paleo pharmacy with a string of successes.
We have to end the interview. It's been a great interview, and we have to have you back on because there's more that we have to discuss. Please, those of you listening to the show, go to Sebring, Sebring clinic.com. Ken O'Neill, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
On your birthday, no less, you are a noble individual. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side, and we're going to talk about built to the hilt, using a jailhouse protocol to become very, very strong, very, very ripped. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. Stronger early reading skills predict higher intelligence later. A new study of identical twins has found early reading skills might positively affect later intellectual abilities. The study, published in the journal Child Development, was conducted by researchers at the University of Edinburgh and King's College London. Researchers looked at 1,890 identical twins and examined scores from tests of reading and intelligence taken when the twins were 7, 9, 10, 12, and 16 years of age. Using a statistical model, they tested whether differences in reading ability between each pair of twins were linked to later differences in intelligence. Because each pair of identical twins shared all their genes as well as home environment, any differences between them had to be because of experience that the twins didn't share, such as a particularly effective teacher or a group of friends that encouraged reading. Stress tied to change in children's gene expression related to emotion regulation and physical health. Children who have been abused or neglected early in life are at risk for developing both emotional and physical health problems. In a new study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin, researchers found that maltreatment affects the way genes are activated through a biochemical process called methylation. This technique reveals the ways that nurture changes nature, or rather how our social experiences change the underlying biology of our genes. The studies found there was no difference in the genes that the children were born with. Instead, the differences were seen in the extent of which the genes had been turned on or off. Previous studies have shown that children who have experienced physical abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect are more likely to develop mood, anxiety, and aggressive disorders, as well as to have problems regulating their emotions. More of your Superhuman News Update coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Female triathletes at risk for pelvic floor disorders and other complications. According to researchers at Loyola University Health System, one in three female triathletes suffers from pelvic floor disorder, such as urinary incontinence, bowel incontinence, and pelvic organ prolapse, while one in four had one component of the female athlete triad, a condition characterized by decreased energy, menstrual irregularities, abnormal bone density from excessive exercise, and inadequate nutrition. There has been a surge in popularity of high-impact sports such as triathlons, but little has been made known until now about the prevalence of pelvic health and certain other issues associated with endurance training and events. Researchers surveyed 311 women for this study, with an age range of 35 to 44. These women were involved with triathlete groups, and most were training for a triathlon at the time of the survey. On average, survey participants ran 3.7 days a week, biked 2.9 days a week, and swam 2.4 days a week. Dogs exhibit jealous behavior. Dogs exhibit more jealous behaviors, like snapping or pushing their owner, when their owners displayed affectionate behaviors towards what appeared to be another dog, according to a new study published this week in the open access journal PLOS-1. But some research suggests there may be a more basic form of jealousy, which evolved to protect social bonds from interlopers. To evaluate dogs' jealous behaviors, scientists modified a test used to assess jealousy in 6-month-old infants. The authors found that dogs exhibited significantly more jealous behaviors, such as snapping, getting between the owner and object, and pushing or touching the object or owner, when their owners displayed affectionate behavior towards what appeared to be another dog, as compared to two non-social objects. This has been your Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The hilt is a cross guard, a cross member, a cross bar on a sword. And it was once used to emphasize when you were committed to doing something fully, as in taking your opponent down with your sword, you would drive the sword into them all the way up to the hilt so there could be no mistaken that you were seriously about this, doing this, you were trying to kill the person, and you were not going to stop until the sword stopped itself. My next guest is Josh Bryant, and his new book called Jailhouse Strong teaches people how to build amazing strength, amazing physique. And confused me because, as Michael Quantico just pointed out, there is a second book that we'll talk about that has to do with the hilt part. And that's been clear. Hey, how you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. So let's start out, first of all, with this book here. You have two books that have both hit the market pretty much at the same time. And the first one is Jailhouse Strong.
Yes, sir.
This is a book that's been long awaited because, as you know, there was a book that was very popular at one time, and it's still kind of popular in more cult-like atmospheres, that focuses on how to capitalize on some of the techniques used by individuals in jail, implying that lack of equipment, lack of good nutrition, lack of a lot of things, yet they are able to build amazing physiques. And that's what this book is about as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The difference is with this book is it's not written under a pen name or anything. And we actually have videos on YouTube of going to the former founder or the founder of the Crips, going to his apartment and interviewing him. It's all authentic. It's all real. And it's not just subscribing to like a bodyweight dogma saying you only have to use your body weight or you only have to lift heavy. So the whole premise is how to maximize results with what you have. So minimal equipment, maximal results.
I like this. Yeah, minimalist approach. So tell me more about the subject of the book. Is he your co-author?
Yeah, Don Benchia, he's my co-author.
Adam Benchia?
Adam Benchia. His name, okay. Dom is Jewish.
And so he is the guy who really was in prison that came up with this
No, he wasn't in prison. He's my lifelong best friend, and so we basically growing up had worked out in a lot of hardcore gyms, and we'd always were getting workout tips and learning things from people that had been in prison. It seemed like, they may not have had the credentials on paper, but they were getting the best results. They were throwing the heaviest pig iron around, and they had the best physique. So, you know, instead of, you know, succumbing to just, you know, the so-called normal way of doing things, we learned from them, and then we had a chance to interview a lot of people.
I guess the name I was searching for, and it's just been pointed out to me, was Angelo White, who is one of the original members of the Crips gang, and was possibly one of the people who kind of gave you a lot of this information that made you think, wow, you could build an amazing physique if you know what to do, and not necessarily with a lot of stuff.
So we went down to his apartment in South Central and talked to him, and then he drove us all around to various gyms, and we talked to Michael Christian, another one of Tukey Williams' training partners, Big Jack, and we got to meet all these different people from all these different walks of life, and what worked for them is basically, you know, it wasn't trying to glorify prison life, but all these people are now productive members of society, and a lot of people are imprisoned, not necessarily behind bars or in prison, but like if you're a stockbroker and you're at work all day and then you go back to your apartment in the Bronx and you don't have any weights, there's workouts there where all you need is your body weight. So if you have the desire, we have a plan.
That's really important, what you just said, because theoretically we are all sequestered at some point throughout the day for long periods of time. None of us have the time to do the things. But more importantly, so many of us have come to believe that in order to get into the best shape of your life, it requires you buy a lot of things, a lot of equipment, or gym memberships, or supplements, or certain foods. And the reality is that there are people out there who are building amazing physiques with very, very Spartan conditions and availability of resources, right?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes, you know, everything, you know, everything new is once old, so it's all recycling and stuff, and sometimes, you know, the things that seem to be like the most minimalist actually make the most sense, because we get so crazy looking for a magic bullet, you know, because we're going back to basics, right?
Right.
Basic does not mean dumbed down or simple. It means it's fundamental. So the basics are fundamental to your success. And that's what I think people forget.
Okay, so give us an example of what people will learn from this book, Jailhouse Strong.
Okay. So we have, it starts off with just body weight conditioning. So we're basically saying if you have access to nothing, like if you're in solitary confinement even, here's what you can do. Because weights have been banned in prison, in, you know, most state prisons since the 90s. So here's what you can do. So we're going to have a ton of body weight routines. And a lot of people are kind of scared of that because they'll think, oh, hey, I can't do a pull-up. Or even worse, I can't do a push-up. So we offer progressions on how to get to each movement. So if you can't even do a push-up, you know, you might be starting with a wall push-up, you know, 6 inches, you know, or 12 inches away from the wall, but eventually we're going to work you down to a push-up and eventually to a one-handed push-up if you want to do that. So there's a whole series of progressions. You master one, you move on to the next type of thing.
Okay.
There's that body weight training aspect. But then, as we say, if you have access to the iron and you want to hit it, we have a whole program of, you know, all that's required. If you have a barbell and a squat rack, you can do all the lifts you need to do.
Right.
That's the next component. So that's, you know, if you have a $300 setup at your house, you can probably do this. If you went to like some garage sales and all this, you can probably get everything you need for a couple hundred bucks.
And I see that you focus on the real core multi-joint movements as the focus of when you're using a barbell, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we go sort of, if you see the next phase is what we call it is eliminating kinks in the armor. So if, at that point, if you want to go for like a more so-called advanced bodybuilding specialization, if you want to bring up certain body parts, we'll do like, we'll specialize in certain body parts for blocks of like 4 to 6 weeks. And that's how you do like a real intensive specialization for that time period. So it basically goes from the minimalist body weight type of training to even advanced bodybuilding training. And there's a whole, there's a whole spectrum of ways to do it. And then one thing I noticed that no other books that I've seen have, we have a whole chapter on neck development.
Really? Yes, you're right. No one talks about it. Back in the day, back in the 70s and the high time in on the West Coast for what people call the golden era of bodybuilding, neck development was a focus, and it's kind of lost its appeal for some reason, hasn't it?
It has, and in any situation, where there's any sort of combat sport, it's going to be functional, and it makes you have a more imposing physique.
Yeah.
I mean, period.
Yeah. What about leg development and body weight? A lot of people feel like, look, you can do a lot with your upper body, but when it comes to lower body, you really can't stimulate that kind of growth out of your legs.
Well, I mean, there's going to be more advanced body weight. Obviously, if your goal is to become Mr. Olympia, you're going to need more than body weight training to develop your legs. But the very advanced body weight movements, like one-legged squat variations and things, mm-hmm. that you could get a ton of growth. The average, I'd say this, there could even be some advanced bodybuilders that have never done any of this kind of body weight movements. If they followed one of the body weight programs for, say, 4 to 6 weeks, I bet you they'd see a little bit of an improvement because they've never done anything like this before.
Huh. Interesting. So obviously, because, you can
it's
take
not
your...
just like. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You finish.
I think just squatting up and down with just your body weight, that's not going to be too hard after a while, but there's tons of ways to make it harder.
Yeah, like the pistol squat and things like that. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to kind of jump around a little bit, and we'll talk about where Built to the Hilt picks up where Jailhouse Strong leaves off. How about that?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Weight Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colossal Colostrum powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percoba banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now section. Performance patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Josh Bryant. We're going to flip here and talk about another new book that he's releasing. We're talking about two separate books today. We just touched on Jailhouse Strong, which is really the minimalist approach to reaching a great physical state of strength and fitness. But there are people out there who aspire to take their bodies to different levels. And for that purpose, Josh wrote Built to the Hilt. Talk about Built to the Hilt now.
Built to the Hilt is going to be one difference is Jailhouse Strong is not just for the minimalist because it actually does, you know, you don't, none of the workouts need a ton of equipment, but there is going to be more advanced routines. But Built to the Hilt is a lot of science. Like, I mean, I don't know how many sources are in there, but there's hundreds and hundreds of scientific sources. So it's basically, Charles Poliquin called it, the encyclopedia of how to get jacked. And I'd say that's a pretty good, you know, analogy there. It's going to be how to maximize muscle mass,
mm-hmm.
how to minimize body fat without the oil imposing. So it's basically bodybuilding without the oil imposing because Socrates said, know thyself. And I don't know anything about that stuff. So I didn't write about it, but
you know, good.
So it's going to be it's basically bodybuilding without opposing oil.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And
it's 440 pages.
Now, both of these books will be available at superhumanradio.com. Michael is actually working on this as we speak because there was a little confusion about which book we were going to be featuring on today's interview. But I think Michael already has. Yeah, okay, so Jailhouse Strong is up there right now. And Built to the Hilt will be up there next. So what would determine which book I want? If I'm looking at your two books, I'm going, okay, I've got these two great books to read. I have to choose one. How do I determine which one is best for me?
Well, I would say if you're not into, like, the science and stuff, you want more of just, like, anecdotes and how to work out type thing, I'd go with Jailhouse Strong. It's probably a good foundational one too because it's less, you know, it's not as expensive for one, and it's going to be more of like a foundation to kind of, like you said, so sort of set you up to feel like, okay, I've exhausted all this. Now I want to, you know, see what the latest thing of what science has to say about bodybuilding, and then you get Built to the Hilt. Where I think anybody off the street with no understanding of like any sort of exercise physiology get Jailhouse Strong. It's very much written for a lay audience, but like, it's been endorsed by people like Charles Poliquin and stuff who are like leaders of the science of training. So it's not like, you know, that, but it's very much written for a lay audience. Well, Built to the Hilt's going to be, you know, like for instance, a lot of the emails I've gotten have been from people that are like in academic and stuff saying how much they like it and things like that. But I definitely try to put that for how advanced those concepts are. I think it's laid out really good in as much of lay language as possible. It doesn't have the kind of boring science textbook type tone.
Where did you get your start in physical culture, Josh?
My dad's friend, Steve Hall, he started working with me when I was in eighth grade. And before that, I just,
first day, and I would sneak in the weight room and lift stuff.
And so that's where it all started for you, because you've been writing for quite a long time, right? You write for bodybuilding.com?
Yeah, and then a lot of different websites, Elite Fitness, all sorts of Muscle and Fitness.
Ironman, yeah. T-Nation.
Ironman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you've been around.
I've grown up in the weight room. I've grown up in the weight room because when I wasn't allowed in there, I snuck in there. In eighth grade, when I was allowed in there, I was there every day. I've just grown up in the weight room. I've moved all over the country to, when I was competing, to chase my dream of powerlifting. If I felt somebody knew more about a particular lift, I would move to Louisiana because I want to learn deadlifting from Gary Frank, So
yeah.
I've done all sorts of things like that. So I've just grown up in the weight room. So I kind of went the opposite of most people, kind of go like academic background, then get into the real training. I got into the real training and then later on decided I wanted to learn the academic stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What other books have you written?
Another one's called Bench Press of Science. And that one's pretty sciencey too. And, but it's written in pretty good lay language. It's about bench pressing because I've been most known for myself for bench pressing and training top bench pressers.
Oh, really?
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, especially I've probably had more people bench press 600 raw than anybody else under my tutelage. So that's more about just the methods of bench pressing, but there's a lot of crossover because someone will read it and say, hey, I read the chapter on isometric training. I've been doing the exact same thing on my deadlift. It works. So, yeah, there's a ton of crossover on the stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, basically, it will be my philosophy, and then I have hundreds of scientific references to back it.
And so, can you name some of the bench pressers that you've trained that maybe some people within the powerlifting community would recognize?
The greatest one of all time is Jeremy Hornstra, and I train him.
Okay.
Al Davis. Worked with Vince DiCenzo. I'm trying to think right off the top of my head here. Brandon Brainer, Ben Graves.
How about you? What was your bench
Richard
press like when you were, you obviously competed, right?
Yeah, I was 620 raw.
Wow. That's amazing. Raw, that's amazing.
I appreciate it. So I was the youngest person to bench press 600 raw.
How old were you?
22.
Oh, man, you were a kid. That's
so
funny.
Yeah, that's what I said. I got started really early. So, I was like a full serious lifting regimen by eighth grade, and I really started working out 5 years old. I'd sneak into weight rooms and do what I could until I get kicked out.
That's funny. That's hilarious. But both of these books obviously are good books. You can pick up both of them if you go to superhumanradio.com. The first book that we were talking about is Jailhouse Strong. While I said before it's a minimalist approach, you're right. You can do a lot of very sophisticated compound movements with a barbell and a bench or just standing on the ground. And then the next book takes it a little bit further up the stream for those who want to really build a great deal of muscle using more science-backed type stuff and also more sophisticated movements. You can get built.
Yeah, and people have access to, more gym equipment.
Yeah, exactly. You have a gym membership or something like that. You're going to be able to use that to a greater degree. And it's called Built to the Hilt. Both books are available at superhumanradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Josh Bryant. We'll also tell you how you can hook up with him at his website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on
superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. HR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Josh Bryant. He's got two good books. The first is Jailhouse Strong. The second is Built to the Hilt. Something for everyone. Both books are available at superhumanradio.com. But if you want to learn more about Josh, you can go to his website, joshstrength.com. It doesn't get easier than that. Is that you in the blue shorts, Josh? You've got a great neck, talking about neck development. So let's talk about neck. Yeah, man. Well, you know what? And you're right. I mean, a great neck is like a proud set of traps. It says, I am an athlete, you know?
It just says I don't just pump and pose. I can actually, you know, I can throw around some iron, too.
So what are your favorite neck movements? Are you a big fan of the bridge type stuff that they teach wrestlers or?
I love neck bridges, absolutely, of all sorts of variations. Even one we have in there that's Jailhouse Strong for just a basic one is a head nod, where you just lay down and then you bring your chin up to your chest and do that for multiple repetitions, go side to side. And when you do those for higher reps, like, you know, 40 or 50 reps, it's a good warm-up when you're more advanced. But if you've never trained your neck before, that's actually going to be a workout.
Yeah. Yeah, but you do have to add some weight to get that kind of mass. And so do you like the neck machines that they have in some of the gyms?
I love the neck machines. I like the four-way neck machine, and then I like to do some harness work, too.
Yeah, see, that's what I used to do. So when I was a fat bastard and I lost all my weight, I ended up with all this sagging skin underneath my chin. And I thought, you know what? I bet if I blow my neck up, it would pull that skin taut. And guess what? It worked for a while. But then I stopped. But I had a harness,
the kind that they the boxers used to use. Just a leather. It was an Everlast harness. Fits around your head. It looks like the looks like the thing they put on your head when you're in the electric chair, and then a strap under the chin, and it's got a chain, and you loop it through some plates, and you do some work with it. And you can take advantage of gravity. You can lean over and hit the rear of the neck. You can sit back on a chair and or a bench and let your head hang off and do the front of your neck. You can do the side of your neck. I mean, you can get really fancy with it. Hook it up to pulley machine instead.
Yeah, linebacker, getting your stance. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff you can do. Absolutely.
So what do you think the advantage is, aside from can you attribute neck strength as a contributor to not necessarily health, but maybe physical preparedness above and beyond just having a great neck to stick out of your shirt?
It wouldn't be our opinion. There's all sorts of studies on, like, you know, people that train their neck in the military settings, they have less injuries, and, you know, they can do well in high impact collisions, you know, whether it be like in a car or, you know, some sort of sport. Yeah, absolutely. That's not really an opinion. That's pretty well documented.
Okay, but now let's talk about something else. When you go into a pathological population, could neck thickness add to the potential for obstructive apnea type conditions? Or actually, does it help you if you have that problem?
That's a good question, because to be honest, we haven't researched that, so I wouldn't be a fool to give you a straight answer. But
I'm impressed already, because most gurus will just take it out of their ass and start talking. But no, that's
no, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. That's what doctors say, right?
Right.
If you have over an 18-inch neck, you're sleep apnea. But everybody I know that fits that mold has a high amount of body fat too. So
Josh, do you snore?
I do not.
Not at, wow. I'm already impressed. Do you know any athletes? I want you to do me a favor, and I'll have you back on the show.
Sure.
Let's do an impromptu bro science type of a little research here. Get in touch with all the people that you know that are big, strong, muscular guys within the powerlifting strongman community, and ask them point blank, do you snore? That's it. Let's just see if there's a possibility that when physiological changes occur to the neck, they protect against the caving in of the soft palate, versus when pathological changes occur, which is the impregnation of deep subcutaneous fat pressing against windpipes and so on, that it causes snoring. How about that?
That'd be very interesting. It's actually very interesting, because, yeah, we do need to know that, because everybody we're seeing the same, this is obese, so it's not a fair.
Well, and you know, why? Because sleep apnea is a one of my pet peeves right now, right? So there's a silent epidemic in this country as a result of improper sleep. And people think that just because they closed their eyes for 8 hours that they slept and they had restorative sleep. And you cannot have restorative sleep if the body thinks that there's the possibility for intermittent cessation of oxygen, which is what happens when you snore. Even though you're still breathing, the body goes, I feel an obstruction to pulling in oxygen. And stress hormones go up just a little. And then as the snoring gets worse, it goes up more. And we also know that sleep apnea contributes to rewiring the heart. It changes the rhythm of the heart, and rightfully so, because every time you
that's why everybody's blood pressure goes down as soon as they get on one of those machines.
Yeah, I mean, this would be really interesting to find out if neck development could actually be a contributor to reversing the epidemic of obstructive sleep apnea in this country.
Well, I think most doctors would say no, but I'm tending to agree with you that I don't have an answer, but we need to find that out. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that when the muscles in the neck are stronger, the palate gets stronger, all the muscles in the jaw and the floor of the roof of the mouth and the floor of the mouth get stronger. And I believe that that probably contributes to the windpipe staying open better. And that when you're just a fat bastard like I was, 330 pounds of fat, I snored like a banshee. Well, guess what? That's a different scenario. That 18-inch neck is different than the 18-inch neck that's made of muscle.
Absolutely.
This would be cool.
And the issue we have here is, like, we'll have a powerlifter that's 330 pounds. It's not a fat bastard, quote-unquote, but he's also not lean. Like, he's carrying up more body fat than he needs to be healthy.
Or more importantly, there are a lot of strong guys out there that can bench press heavy and deadlift heavy, and they don't do anything to train their neck.
Absolutely.
So we need to look at neck training directly here, because I have to believe that your disciples are training their necks because it's part of the edict of how you train. But there are other people out there at very, very good gyms where they can squat 1,000 pounds, but they snort. They don't do anything for their neck. The key here is, does training the neck have a direct effect on the muscle tone, the tonic state of muscle in the roof and floor of the mouth? That's what we're searching for here. This is really exciting. I got news for you.
Yeah, I like the birth science experiment right here. I like
it. Yeah, man. Wait, listen, a lot of things that we figure out on our own, they end up doing research on to prove that that's what it is. But it starts out with anecdotal evidence. Like, hey, you ever notice? That's where it all starts. That's where the theories occur for many of the research papers that we read.
Sure.
All right, we're going to do this. We're going to take our last commercial break. In the meantime, go to joshstrength.com to learn more about Josh Bryant. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Josh Bryant. He's got two new books, Jailhouse Strong and Built to the Hilt. I think, was it Built to the Hilt? One of them was an Amazon bestseller already, right?
Yep, one's the number one on Amazon, yeah.
Which one?
Jailhouse Strong.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. Yeah. We were both really excited about that.
Yeah. So what else is new? What are you most passionate about right now, that you, before we wrap up the interview, that you'd like to cover?
I'm most passionate about training. I mean, this is what I live and breathe. So I'm just constantly researching, learning, training people, and trying to better myself.
Do you know, this is kind of out of left field, do you know who the Olympic lifter, now I'm going to forget his name, isn't that terrible? Litvinov. Do you know who Litvinov was?
No, I don't know him.
You know, Litvinov, I first learned about from Dan John.
Okay.
And he was an Olympic lifter, Maxim Litvinov, okay? He was an Olympic lifter. No, that's not him. I apologize. That's some old doctor. Litvinov was an Olympic lifter who, I'm trying to find him now, who had a style of training, which, and he was like 100 and, I don't know, 160 pounds, and he had like a 430 pound overhead press, you know, what do they call that, a clean and jerk or a snatch or one of those. I mean, I'm not a big lifter guy. But anyway, for his size, he was an amazing athlete, and his style of training was he incorporated heavy movements in with sprinting. And people would talk about how he would take the squat posts out to the center field of the track and field area, and he would front squat like 450 pounds for reps, and then re-rack it, and then turn around and run as fast as he could for like a 100-yard dash. And he did this.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to wonder, with CrossFit doing with what they're doing, with what bodybuilding is doing, what it's doing, it seems to me that Litvinov stumbled upon something that doesn't take the body to the excessive lengths that CrossFit does, but also doesn't do the, let me sit for 3 minutes and regain my strength so I can do
it. Well, hey, Ben Johnson did some half squats of 600 before he went out and set the world record in 1988 in 100-meter.
There you go.
Sprint like 20 minutes beforehand. I mean, you do a high-force contraction like that ahead of time, if you time it right, you're actually going to be faster.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, or more explosive after.
So
obviously, if it's like a death circuit, metabolic death circuit or something, it's going to be a little different. But for an explosive sprint like that, totally.
You know, so I see that there's an opportunity to take advantage of the overlapping benefits of high intensity cardiovascular training and high intensity resistance training, and building a gym or an environment where people can run after doing movements like deadlifts and squats and stuff like that.
Sure.
I'd like to see that happen.
You know, I think, you know, with any of that, or even like explosive jumps and stuff, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I remember there was a period of time when I would do plyometric jumps holding dumbbells right after doing squats. And I haven't done them in a while, but I'm thinking about starting to reintegrate them again. And it takes some it takes some conditioning to get to the point where you can actually really jump with force after the squat holding, you know, 40 or 50-pound dumbbells. And
sure.
Really get off the ground far. I mean, it takes a lot of force, and it takes conditioning because your heart just starts pounding away.
Sure. What are you training for right now? What's your purpose right now?
Well, I'm 56 years old, so I train not to be old. That's it. My training has changed. I've become a little bit more thoughtful. I tore two hamstring muscles deadlifting right before the Olympia last year, and so now I realize I am not superhuman. I'm not bulletproof. And so I take a little bit more caution with my training, because at my age, I can't afford to lose too many muscle groups. And so
sure.
But I am going to start incorporating plyometric jumps back in with my squats very shortly.
But I have a lot of stuff on some plyometric stuff that's specifically for the bench press in the Bench Press of Science book.
I'm a terrible bencher. I just cannot muster up the amperage with my upper body. We talked about this the other day. My posterior chain is my bread and butter. Maybe because I'm descendants of Italian brick masons. You know, we have strong backs and strong legs. We didn't do much pushing. And so, but my problem is I just cannot enlist, you know, my shoulders and chest to the degree that I can my back and my legs.
Do you have real long arms?
Yeah, I'm 6'2", so I have fairly long arms. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Where do you usually stick at when you bench?
Making the decision to bench? No, it's, for me, it's really when I'm down there closest to my chest. I get stuck at the bottom. I do.
Well, you have the Gel Out Strong book. Look in there in the part about rest pause training. I got a feeling doing some rest pause training as described in there would benefit you a bunch.
Okay. I'll try that. Because I do want to be able to bench heavy. I can squat heavy. I can do a lot. I can't deadlift right now because I'm afraid to even try to deadlift since I tore my two hamstrings and I didn't have them reattached. So I have to be careful. But I would love to be able to start benching heavier. At least to match my squat, and that's something that I do have to work on.
Gotcha.
So anyway, before we wrap up the interview, are you going to be any place doing any book signings? Do you have any upcoming lectures? Do you announce that sort of stuff on John?
I've basically done doing a string of seminars here a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be doing one more at August 20th at Destination Dallas. It's a former Metroflex. It's in Plano, Texas.
Yeah.
I'll be at a couple different meets. I'll be down at a USPA Texas State Powerlifting meet this weekend in Austin. I'll be at the APF meet in Houston the following week. Then I'm going to the big USPA meet in Florida at August 24th. So
yeah,
I'm pretty busy.
I see you co-authored a book with Brian Dobson now. Yeah, Metroflex Gym Power Building Basics. Pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't know you knew Brian.
Well, I don't know Brian per se. He was almost on the show a couple years ago, but there was a couple other guys that were on the show that were close allies of him that were doing some things with him. And
who was on?
Matt something. I can't think of his name.
Matt Lair?
I think that's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've trained him before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
he got up to a 765 deadlift.
No kidding. That's impressive. Very, very impressive. Hey, what do you think, before we wrap it up, what is your impression of the hip thrust? To build the bottom of both the deadlift and the squat?
I guess it would depend on the individual. I wouldn't go so far as to say, you know, do it. It's going to take you to the next level or it's stupid either.
Right.
I mean, I'm kind of in the middle of the road. I think if somebody, for like a elite strength athlete, I'd be a little concerned about the lower back handling that much weight in that position.
Right.
You know, because I've done it with, like, Johnny Jackson, you know, the bodybuilder.
Yeah, I know Johnny. I met him a couple times. He was actually on, I used to do a show for RX Muscle called Off Topic. For Dave Palumbo. And I actually Aaron Singerman and I did that show, and we interviewed Johnny Jackson. Great guy.
I trained him for the deadlift contest up in 837. And for him, that was such a weak kind of movement, that thrusting motion.
Right.
It helped him a lot. And other people I've had that are already pretty strong in the glutes, like say if they're, 800-pound deadlifter, they need to do over 700 pounds of that movement. The carryover is just not there. But with Donnie Jackson, when he started it off, he was so poor at it initially, we got a huge carryover.
Wow.
So I guess it would depend, for somebody that's, I guess, severely lacking in that area, I can see it. For somebody that's already pretty strong there, I wouldn't do it to necessarily take them to the next level because you have so much weight in that vulnerable position up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So then they could go for like a pull through or something on a cable.
Yeah.
Pulley system.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, so the books are Jailhouse Strong and Built to the Hilt. They're both up on superhumanradio.com right now. Michael Quantico has them both up there. You can check them out there. Josh, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
I appreciate it, Carl. Thank you very much.
Now, don't forget, I have your email address. I'm going to email you later today. I really do want to do some sort of a quasi-survey.
Okay,
email me exactly what you want me to post, okay. And I'll get it on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and we'll get a little
there you go.
Survey going here.
All right, good deal.
Okay?
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good one.
You too. And his website is joshstrength.com to learn more about Josh Bryant. Also want to thank Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. And then, of course, Dr. Lane Sebring, whose website is Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G, clinic.com. And check out the Paleo Pharmacy. They've got a bunch of really great stuff there. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio, and I want to thank you so much. And we'll see you tomorrow, because tomorrow is Casual Friday, where I get to be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we talk about current events, FDA hypocrisies, and nutritional idiocies. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your physique is carved.